Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for the Buckhead Business Radio Show.
All right, once again, it's time, that time of the week and the day. Rich Casanova here, your host for Buckhead Business Radio. And we have a great show here this morning. Just to give you a couple of announcements. What's going on in the studio? We've had already Atlanta legal experts this morning. And we had Franchise Business Radio was a pretty compelling show. And then yesterday we had Pro Advocate Radio. And so tune into each of those shows and you'll find links at our website as well. And if you're looking to be a guest, just reach out to us again. It's our contact page at our website. And you can tweet and get the good word out on all social media handles. Just go to buckheadbusinessradiox.com. And right now we're going to get right into our show. We have a I think I heard about this event coming to Atlanta on online, and then had a couple of people alert me to this event. If you haven't heard about it, which chances are at least a few people have, but many have not. So it's called the 48 in 48, and that's our teaser. And I'm going to have our guest, the co-founder of this, one of the organizers behind the event as well, Adam Walker, joining us in the studio. I'll formally introduce you in just a moment. But so, how are things so far today?
Things are great so far right? today.
So yeah. far for a Tuesday, you can't go wrong with this amazing view in Buckhead.
I'm not in traffic. I'm good to go.
I'm telling you, right? Life is good. Yeah,
indeed.
Yeah. Speaking of Trevor, what part of the city do you call home? Or
I'm in Lilburn.
Okay, nice. Yeah,
it's not too far out.
Yeah, yeah. So you'll just a cup of coffee away, and you're here, right?
Exactly. Come in early before the traffic stops me.
Yeah. All right. So so you're a digital media strategist at heart. All right.
Right.
Although you've worked in design and development as well.
That's correct. Yeah.
And a lot of overlap there, or very different depending upon, I guess, the client or the type of what lane
it
you're in?
It depends on the client. I mean, you know, I started out in design and development, and once I could bring people on that were better than me, which wasn't very hard to do, I brought them on, and then I started doing strategy, and I'm quite good at that. I enjoy it.
I'm thinking about bringing some people on here better than I am, but then you kind of push yourself out of a job. You got to be careful, right?
Yeah. Well, you push yourself out of a job or grow. It depends on how you look at it, I suppose.
That's a great point. So now your day job is to grow Sideways 8.
That's right.
And I want to hear a little bit about that. They're all digital marketing firm. And you have another day job, which is this huge project undertaking. It's very inspirational. And that is the 48 in 48. You're going to be part in making that a success. And besides business and your other, maybe you have other day jobs as well, but I'm sure this keeps you occupied with your wife and four kids.
Yeah, four kids and one more on the way in early January.
Wow,
just for fun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, one each year, and then you're gonna call it an even five there. Yeah,
we'll see about that. We'll see what happens next.
Wow, nice. So, what ages are we talking?
Let's see. They are 9, 8, 5, and 4.
Oh wow!
At least until one has a birthday next month.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
right.
There's always
it's hard to keep up with
rotating around. Mix of boys and girls, or
two girls and two boys, and
nice.
And a boy on the way.
Nice,
we're excited.
Nice. Well, we'll appreciate you taking time away from home, or at least it gives you a break, whatever. Right?
Oh,
that's
great.
Gotta be a busy household.
It's good to get out. I love coming to Buckhead.
Nice, nice. Okay, so let's before you jump into 48 and 48. Talk to us about Sideways 8. Obviously, they're one of the big sponsors, or what's the connection there?
Yeah, Sideways 8 is the digital agency that I am actively growing on a daily basis. And essentially, we like to say we help clients tell stories online. We help them look better and sell themselves better online. Most websites just kind of do a poor job of really telling the story of what the client does. And we want to tell it better. We want to make them look better. We want to help them grow their company. So that's what we do.
All right, Adam, hope you're ready for it. This is a two-pointer question.
All right.
All right,
that sounds great.
Get your notepad out there. There's notepads right here in the studio. Help yourself
with
water.
I brought one, too.
Nice. So a two-point question here.
All right.
One, the name, Sideways 8, tell us the backstory there. And then what's your, we call in business, USP, your unique selling proposition.
Right, right. Let's see. So the name, I'd like for there to be a really clever story behind the name. I should probably try to make one.
Yeah, you got
to
make one up. We'll figure one out by the end of the show.
I mean, the reality is it's a unique name. Obviously, a Sideways 8's an infinity, so we're kind of trying to think long term. But when it really boiled down to it, it was a clever name, and the domain was available. That's what, so let's just be honest here. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of
all the critical social media handles, right? Yeah,
exactly. Right. It's easy to get all the unique usernames that you need. So that's kind of where it started. But the brand has sort of taken off from there. We started 5 years ago. It's been great.
I was thinking maybe you had watched out there in the video sphere, the movie Sideways, and was drinking some wine right. and got inspired.
You're the second person that asked me that. Yeah, no, that wasn't it. But I wish it had I need a story like that.
Well, so. We'll watch that. Maybe something will
that may inspire me. Yeah. Right.
Okay. So, and your unique selling proposition, what kind of makes you all different or,
right. Know? I think it's the storytelling. You know, a lot of, you know, for example, a website build, a lot of times the goal is to just kind of build a pretty website and jam a whole bunch of information into it. We try to go the other direction. We want to know what the story is. We want to build the site based on that story, and we want to make it spectacular and really tell that story well. And then moving that into the other digital media sphere too, with SEO, with pay-per-click, even with doing branding work. We do a lot of branding work as well, but we want to make sure that that story is being told in every sphere possible and in the best way possible.
If you're going to tell a story, why not make it spectacular?
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. Right. I mean, if you're going to have a website, let's make it good. Let's, nice. let's make it tell the story right.
All right.
Exactly.
Well said. And I'm going to dive back in a moment back to Sideways 8, maybe some of the clients y'all are servicing and
sure.
what areas of business expertise they might find themselves in.
Right.
But tell me about this event, 48 and 48.
48 and 48. It's coming up. It's a month away, which is a terrifying statement to make. So it started out with Jeff Hillemeyer and myself. Jeff is the CEO of Dragon Army. They're a mobile shop here in Atlanta doing some fantastic mobile app work and lots of other stuff as well. And it was Jeff's kind of brainchild, and okay. He and I started talking about it, and I got excited about it and you know, said, hey, I'll jump in and let's do this thing. And so we kind of jumped in together and started planning everything out, I think right around February or so. And it's just taken off like I never would have imagined since then. It's been amazing. So
the concept gestation was just in February?
Yeah, it was at least early this year. I'd have to go back and look at my notes to be sure. It's been such a whirlwind since then. I can't promise that.
We're not going to hold you to it.
Right.
All right. And then, so in those early discussions, did y'all kind of find a need that nonprofits were being underserved? You know, what was...
Well, I mean, so it came out of a couple of different things. The first thing is that back in a few years ago, Jeff ran an agency called Engage here in Atlanta. And one of the things that he did when he ran it was he actively encouraged his employees to get involved with nonprofits and found out that they really liked being involved with nonprofits, right. but weren't asked to be involved very often. And then he got the idea, well, what if, you know, it's great that they can go and read a book to kids, or it's great that they can go and, you know, shovel dirt or pack groceries. But what if people with this skill, this digital media skill set, could use their skills to help nonprofits? And right. so that's kind of what sparked the whole thing for 48 and 48 is trying to find a way for the digital marketing community to use their skill set to benefit the nonprofits here in Atlanta. And then essentially, you know, the second part of that is that nonprofits spend all their time doing good. They don't right. really ever look very good while they're doing it.
That's
so
a good point.
If we can help them look good while they're doing good, then, you know, everybody wins. So that's the plan.
That's my new motto, look good, do good.
I like that. That's a good model. Yeah, right.
So if you're just kind of tuning in, we're speaking with Adam Walker, the co-founder of Sideways 8, correct? Yes,
right.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, co-founder of Sideways 8 as well.
Right? All right. And then and teaming up, we want to kind of put in a plug for some of the sponsors and the other, because I looked at the website, there's a boatload of people behind
this,
man. Right?
If we start talking about sponsors, I'm going to forget somebody. Yeah, there are a lot of people behind this.
Yeah, so yes. Go to the site so we don't forget anybody out.
Right.
And go ahead and plug the site here before we jump into some other points. Where would folks find out about this
right,
event?
The site is 48in48.org. That's 48in48.org.
And then most of the Facebook is the same without the dots, and
right.
Twitter's the same without the dot.
That's right.
Twitter doesn't allow you to do dots.
No.
You have to be dotless.
It's no fun there.
Yeah. The most frustrating thing about Twitter is when you find just the perfect handle and you're one character short.
You know? Right.
That's like true. We've done that That's sometimes true. With like radio. We get everything except for the O at the end, you know, and it's like...
it's ratty.
Yeah.
At that point.
Do you have any connections there? Can you talk to somebody at Twitter? Could just let us slide in one more character?
You know, I mean, Twitter is helping us out a little with 40 and 48.
Oh, really?
But I don't know that my connections go high enough to help you there.
You got to be a little higher up the food chain, right?
Quite.
Okay, so that's the site again, is 48 and 48. So tell us about the event, you know, the dates, obviously, location, who's involved.
Right. So the event's coming up. It's October the 2nd through the 4th.
Right.
And it's going to be held at General Assembly in Ponce City Market.
Yeah, we've had those guys in here.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Yeah, right.
I'm incredibly impressed with General Assembly, both here in Atlanta, and I've also met with them in Boston. They're fantastic all around. So so it's going to be up there. The location is amazing.
Where are they located in?
In Ponce City Market.
Ponce, right?
They're in Ponce City Market on the second floor, I think.
Okay.
Which is... Ponce City Market's
fantastic. We need longitudes and latitudes out of
it. I don't have all that. I'll have to look it up on my GPS here. But that's the date. We're gathering essentially all the digital marketing professionals. We're pairing them up into teams, and we're going to start building websites.
So this is 48 websites in 48 hours for 48 nonprofits.
That's right.
Okay. And I was thinking about this earlier. I was thinking, like, I thought it was 48 states. So you just left off, Alaska and Hawaii.
We forgot Alaska, the continental U.S. No,
that's interesting. I saw that on the news that Obama was the first sitting president just to visit northern Alaska.
I heard that this morning as well. I like that he's in Alaska. It's a beautiful state.
But seriously, like all of our other presidents, not a single
nobody
president,
else went to Alaska.
Not as a sitting president. That was the distinction. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so meanwhile, besides politics, I don't think we offended anybody with any of those statements, right?
Everybody, a president how can you not like Alaska? It's spectacular. That's all
okay,
I'm saying.
So meanwhile, back in the lower 48.
right.
So now, how far along are you? This is October 2nd. We're on September 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Have you locked in and committed all 48 nonprofits or...
That's a difficult question to answer. We have.
Or do you have spots open? Maybe that's the same.
No, we don't have any spots open.
Oh,
we have accepted 48 nonprofits. We are waiting for the ones that have been accepted to confirm that they do want to continue to participate.
Okay.
So I'd say about half have confirmed so far.
Okay.
And I've got project managers that are actively reaching out to the rest to get them confirmed this week. So we'll see. We do have a wait list.
I was going to say, because if they're not confirmed, then, you know, snooze, you lose.
And... That could happen. I hope it doesn't happen, but it could happen. But we do have a wait list.
Okay.
So I think we had 90 nonprofits sign up in total.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's definitely some we can fall back on here and hopefully help out.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they don't confirm, maybe we'll just... maybe make this nonprofit radio and we'll jump in.
Hey, if you're 501c3, we should talk.
Oh, I knew there was a catch to that.
There's definitely a catch.
Okay, so now nonprofits, give us a range or what type of nonprofits are on the list?
Right, that's a great question. I was not really involved with the selection process, so I can't really give you too much of a range. I do know that there's a large variety of nonprofits helping.
Yeah.
I mean, everything from nonprofits for child advocacy.
Okay.
I saw there was one really interesting nonprofit that I saw that I can't recall the name of, but it was helping to teach personal care, personal hygiene, and grooming to individuals that don't do that essentially. And kind of helping them with that, helping them look good, get ready for job interviews, that sort of thing. So really just kind of across the board, the goal was, it was some pretty simple criteria on how we wanted to choose nonprofits. We wanted them to serve Metro Atlanta in some kind of capacity.
That was my next question. Are they all kind of local based or?
They're not necessarily local based, but they have to serve
Atlanta. Presence. Okay. Yeah.
The majority I think are based locally.
Yeah.
Ideally a nonprofit would have one full-time employee, though that wasn't a hard and fast requirement, but it's helpful to be able to maintain a website if you have a full-time employee.
Right.
They were supposed to serve Metro Atlanta in some capacity, and we were trying to avoid religion and politics. So those are the basic criteria.
All right. And speaking of child advocacy, we have our show yesterday, Monday, is Pro Advocate Radio, and some pretty heavy topics here in the studio on these issues with children, divorce, family issues, and it's probably too late for them to get in, but certainly
maybe next year.
We're gonna do it next year,
so maybe we can do it.
You're fast forwarding. I was going to ask you about long term plans here.
Oh, there's a lot of long term plans beyond
Go ahead and talk to us about that. I have a couple of questions about the event, but
Yeah, long term, we want to go national. So okay. we're talking about possibly first or second quarter of next year going to Boston. We're also looking at DC and or maybe Miami, depending on how a few things pan out. We've got a lot of interest from some sponsors and going to some specific cities. I think, you know, grand scheme of things, long term, we'd love to have 48 and 48 go on. There'd be kind of one weekend where all of it happens, and maybe there's 10 different cities that participate simultaneously or something like that. I mean, we'd have physical events at 10 different cities simultaneously if we can
pull it
off.
You could do a webcast and everything else.
Yeah, tie it all together, Periscope or something like that.
But except for only in the 48 states, you wouldn't go to Alaska or Hawaii.
You never know. You know, Anchorage needs websites,
well, I'll take Honolulu.
Maybe Juneau. Right, yeah. Juneau's a nice town.
Nice. So. Okay, so so first year kickoff here. And so what are some of the services being provided? Is this just for their website or?
Well, there's a lot. It's primarily their website.
Right.
That's the focus. We do have several follow-up services that are going to be provided to the nonprofits. For example, there'll be training for the nonprofits after the fact. We are building the sites on WordPress. So the nonprofits will be able to manage all the content without any trouble
at all.
We also have one of our sponsors that's going to help the nonprofits get signed up for Google Grants and teach them how to set that up and manage it.
Google Grants, you said?
Yeah, Google Grants. So nonprofits...
Google's giving out money now?
Oh, they're giving out a lot in terms of ad space. So it's not actual money. They're giving. You can sign up for Google Grants, and if you qualify, you get $10,000 worth of ads.
Wow.
It's fantastic.
Oh, man.
Fantastic. So we've got a sponsor helping them get that set up and teaching them how to use it. We've got... I think another sponsor is helping to write blog posts for all 48 nonprofits.
Jeez.
There are going to be content strategists on site. They're going to help with the content. I mean, there's just a number of different things that are happening. So it's not just the website. We're adding a lot of value beyond
that. But I mean, obviously, if you're in business, profit, or nonprofit, that's your anchor and your entry point. Is that your website? And
absolutely.
Like you said, WordPress, then that's where all of your other... All your content is housed there.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's your four walls, right? And then inside there, you guys are going to add, like you said, the blog. What about social media?
We're not setting them up on social media. I mean,
maybe next year, right?
To social media. Yeah, that's the interesting thing is we're not always going to do websites with 48 and 48.
We
may do brand strategies, 48 brand strategies, we may do 48 Facebook pages.
Yeah, it doesn't say 48 websites.
Exactly.
It's 48 and 48, yeah.
Exactly. We just want it to be digital marketing in some form or fashion.
Right, yeah. 48 cupcakes. Cupcakes are hot. Is it still hot now? It seems like that wave
I like to eat cupcakes. I mean, that's all I really
know. You see the one over
My
here
kids
at,
like cupcakes.
At Lenox? There's a cupcake ATM machine.
What?
I'm serious. Yeah, right outside by the Nike store, right over at the front entrance of the mall, you can walk. They have the store inside. There's sprinkles, I think it is, cupcakes. You go there during store hours. But after hours, or you can walk up, and you put your credit card in there, and it spits out, like the ATM machine spits out a cupcake.
I'm incredibly tempted when I leave here to go over there.
Head over there,
yeah.
And Sprinkles, you owe us $1.50,
remarkable.
Or send over us cupcakes or something. All right, so this is so the initial perception I had for some reason was it was 48 websites, but in this case, it will be, right?
It will be, yes.
For this,
48 websites
for this, event.
And that's what we're building for this event. And it will be for the next event as well.
Yeah.
But next year, for example, when we do it again in Atlanta, we may do 48 websites. We may do 48 social media strategies.
Okay, nice. And so this is October 2nd through the 4th.
That's right.
And it's 48in48.org. And it's at Ponce City.
Yep.
At the Georgia Assembly. And so, geez, with 48 nonprofits, with y'all being there with Sideways, probably some of the sponsors that are just helping fund and contribute will be there, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have all the people offering these services. Are they going to have space for all you? I mean, how many people? Because a nonprofit isn't going to show up with just one person.
Right. Well,
did you think about this ahead of time? Because multiply 48 times about 5,
yep.
Right?
It gets big fast, right?
Yeah.
The nonprofits won't actually be on site during the event.
Okay.
And the sponsors won't be on site during the event.
Yeah.
We're having a separate event for them at a different time.
Okay.
So really it's just the teams that are building the sites. Now at the very end, of the 48 hours. Then we'll bring in a representative for the nonprofits, and we'll probably have some representatives from the sponsors there as well, just kind of for like the presentations sort of time.
Okay.
But for the actual work happening, it'll just be the teams building the site and the volunteers that are helping to sort of feed those teams and that sort of thing.
Now, this is not one of those marathon Guinness Book of World Record kind of thing where you're going around the clock 48 hours nonstop.
Well,
or it could be. We'll see how much coffee.
I mean, we're not. I mean, it is a hackathon. It's 48 hours straight. We're not requiring people to stay for all 48 hours.
It's not a George Assembly lockdown. Yeah.
No, I mean, we're not locking them in, or we're not posting, you know, security at the door or anything. But we are, you know, we're encouraging people to stay the whole time. We'll have, you know, some places set up where they can crash for, you know, sometime, right?
Yeah, yeah.
48 hours. I'm not going 48 hours straight without sleeping. Right. That won't go well. I've gone the last 8 years without sleeping. I need some sleep sometime, you know? So we'll have some opportunities for them to have some breaks here and there, but ideally we'll plow off right through it.
And do you have any food vendors or people supplying?
Well, we have a lot of food vendors. Yeah.
Nice.
Let's see. Arby's is going to be helping us out with a meal. I believe Chick-fil-A may be helping us out with a meal. We're still working on that.
Arby's has their new sliders out. I saw, I've been seeing advertising for that.
I haven't seen
quite
that.
A bit. Yeah.
Well, maybe they'll bring them. I could try them out.
Yeah. They have like five different ones for $1 a piece and the sliders.
Nice. Yeah. It's going to be great. We're going to have great food. We've got, I think Thrive is going to be providing our coffee. So, good coffee. I mean, lots of coffee. Have a lot of Red Bull on site as well.
It's one of those. Now I'm picturing the event.
very caffeinated people.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like so. When you put all those creative people in one bubble in one space for that amount of time, and the and for the good work that they're doing, right? This isn't just work without a cause. This is cause first, and then work just takes place. I mean, I'm inspired just to show up and just actually maybe we can do what we call we do a feature here we call on-site business radio.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah,
I'd
we might
talk about that.
Yeah, we might talk about that. We've done that at some quite a few events, and we just kind of bring up a mock-up and we broadcast either live streaming or we capture content, you know, to repurpose.
That'd be great.
That's a very inspiring event. So so talk to us about what are some of the logistics to make this happen. I mean, or what's been some of your challenges?
Oh, let's see. Challenges. So, maybe I'll start with what's not been a challenge.
Yeah.
Actually, that's been the more interesting thing.
Yeah.
So, the getting sponsors has actually been not nearly the challenge that we had expected. I mean, the sponsors, even yesterday, someone signed up and asked to be a sponsor.
Wow.
I mean, just out of the blue, they found the website, told by a friend about it, and they want to sponsor the event. So, and that's not to say that that it's been easy, but it's just been amazing how the communities come together to really get behind this event. As far as challenges go, you know, finding and vetting the nonprofits, we had a lot sign up, but just making sure they're the right fit, you know, making sure that they've got the infrastructure to be able to handle it long term, that was challenging. Organizing the teams is definitely definitely challenging. You know, from a logistics standpoint, I mean, even just, you know, thinking about food and snacks and drinks and all that for 48 hours for this amount of people, there's a lot of moving parts to that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this is your first year, but any guesstimate on how many folks would be there during the event?
I expect about 150 on site, 120 to 150 depending on site at any given time. And we'll have to feed and caffeinate them well.
And this is a it's a 2 day. It's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday,
Friday night to Sunday night is the 48 hours. So it's gonna officially kick off 6 or 7 Friday night, wrap up same time Sunday night.
Wow,
yeah, 48 straight hours.
And without getting too much minutia here, is the plan to kind of just knock out one, put a whole team together on one site, or are you going to have multiple teams going on?
Oh, we'll have 48 teams.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the goal is to have 48 teams, probably teams of 3 or so, all kind of plugging away, building the sites. We'll have several content strategists and content writers. Definitely won't have 48, but several that'll kind of be going through and working site to site. We'll have a quality assurance team overseeing everybody. We'll have a lead designer, lead developer overseeing everybody as well. I mean, at the end of the day, we want to be sure that the quality of the sites that we hand over to the nonprofits is really top notch.
Right.
And so there've got to be a lot of checks and sort of balances in place to make sure that happens.
Yeah, because I could throw a site together this afternoon. And they'd right. be like, no, thank you, Rich.
Right,
yeah.
right,
thanks,
right.
Rich. But we let's go to 48 and 48.
Right.
Yeah. So another point was kind of, I was thinking for some reason, just conceptualizing this, that the nonprofits would actually be there. But I kind of make sense. So in advance of this, I guess you're collecting a lot of raw data from them.
Oh, or, man. That's not, that's an understatement of the year. Yeah. yeah. And actually, that's exactly what we're doing. So we have created a step-by-step process to walk the nonprofits through. First, they go through a brand questionnaire because we have to understand really who they are and what they're about.
And what stage they're at.
Yeah, exactly. It comes back to the story, right?
Right,
I do with Sideways 8.
Yeah.
So we have to, from the branding perspective, we have to understand like what story are they trying to tell? Who are they trying to tell it to? So then we have to understand what their website needs are. So what does their current website do? What are their big needs? What are the calls to action? So what do we want people to do when they come to the site? So I have a whole questionnaire based around that. And then I have a third section that is all of the contents. They're dropping in all the content. We're only doing 10 pages, so that keeps it,
defined,
reasonable.
Yeah. Right.
And of course it's WordPress, so they can expand beyond that after
right.
the event, no problem at right. all. But 10 pages, and they're dropping all that in and handing that over to us. And so we'll be creating a very robust design brief to hand over to the team before, at the very beginning of the event. The team will take about an hour, digest the brief. The project manager working with the team will have already talked to the nonprofit at that point. So the project manager will help facilitate that digestion, as it were. And then the team will actually talk to the nonprofit at that point and ask clarifying questions.
Okay. And so now are any of these folks have existing resites that you're kind of rebooting?
Several.
Or you're starting? Okay.
Yeah. So both. So several, a lot of them have sites that are pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll be able to draw a lot of inspiration from them and just improve upon them. Some of them have sites that are less than pretty good.
right.
We'll just say it that way.
right,
and some
yeah.
of them don't have sites. So
yeah.
we'll be able to help all across the board.
Yeah. The none, the bad, and the ugly. Yeah.
exactly. Right. Right.
or the nice. We didn't throw a nice.
Yeah.
In there
well,
yet.
There's several that are nice. I've been yeah. impressed with several. It's like, okay, look,
but they have challenges
good.
Where maybe they need to add e-commerce or a, does any of them involve crowdfunding where they're having. That's a whole nother probably.
We're going to make sure that we have some kind of donation option available
yeah.
to them because it's a nonprofit.
That's
they have to raise
idea.
Money, right?
Yeah.
That's important. Crowdfunding, anything super complex, I can't promise that.
Yeah.
I've got some ideas that I want to try to throw in there if we can, carve
right,
out
yeah.
the time to get it done, but there's no guarantees either.
So probably part of that vetting process or the development process is kind of maybe they give you a wish list. Right.
right.
This is a, and then here's the reality, or maybe if we can get inspired, there's enough coffee going around, but you obviously want to,
right.
Have them have that wow factor.
Mm-hmm.
But again, all these folks are donating their time, which comes back to what about, any cost involved on their part? Obviously they already, are you guys coaching them as far as, hosting,
right.
And WordPress.
We have options set up for them.
And the go-to is like, is it still Bluehost? GoDaddy's had a
huge... It was. Yeah, GoDaddy's got a lot of market. There's a lot of interesting hosting.
They jumped
options.
Into the WordPress big time.
They
right
have.
Now.
Yeah. Hosting is... that's now, we could have a whole radio show on hosting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm very opinionated, but
okay,
I won't belabor the point. But to answer your question directly, the nonprofits... So they need to be taken care of after the event, obviously.
Exactly, yeah.
So there's a couple of components to that. Component number one is that we will have talked to different agencies and set a discounted rate that the agencies will work with these nonprofits on an ongoing basis for the next, say, 6 months. So, of course, my agency will be one of those. Any other
right.
agency that's involved in the event that wants to do a discounted rate for the nonprofits
right.
is welcome, and I'll give them a list. Want it to be fair to everybody
right,
involved,
right.
so I'll just say to the nonprofits, hey, here's the list. Any of these people on it will be fantastic. Call them. So that's how they'll get taken care of from a development standpoint
right.
afterwards. From hosting, so we've got two sponsors that are going to help with hosting. One
okay.
is Evermore that we're going to help. We're going to work kind of through Evermore to build some of the sites,
all right.
Which is it's kind of a closed WordPress environment. So it's a pretty cool setup.
Okay.
And so they're going to donate some hosting and then they'll roll into managed services from there
wow.
After that.
Right.
And then the other hosting is SiteGround, and SiteGround is kind of comparable to a lot of the hosting companies out there.
Okay.
And they've also offered up free hosting for, I think, a year for
oh,
the nonprofits
wow.
that want to use them. And after that, they'll have to, be
sure.
on their own plan, of course.
Yeah. And there's like, on a 10-page WordPress, there could be I mean, boatloads of plugins, right?
I mean,
the possibilities are endless.
Right.
Every one of these 48 groups or those group of designers, those teams, are going to be just, in some cases, with a blank page, or they need to properly, some sites, I'm at, they just need to be gone, right?
Right.
They just need a complete overhaul.
Yeah, some of them be a complete overhaul. We are going to limit the plugins. We want to make sure they're good, reputable plugins.
Yeah.
We're gonna be able to, through Evermore, but we'll be able to have access to some premium plugins. So it's, I think that's going to work out really well.
Yeah, because, I mean, that can get expensive. I mean, and are some of them going to involve, you know, video, or what's maybe the most complicated, you know, plugin or website or moving parts that someone might anticipate?
Most complicated would probably be some kind of robust members area with very specific requirements. And to some degree, we might be able to handle some of that. It just sort of depends on what time is left. I mean, the primary importance is the site itself.
Right,
telling the story, making it look fantastic, getting the content in. If we can get all that done, and then we can start adding some features to it, adding a members area or what a robust calendar, something like that, even
this
better.
This is icing on the cake, yeah.
Exactly.
But you want that. It's really about kind of, like we started at the top of the interview, it's about those folks that are doing good work, mm-hmm. but they don't, and they have a great story.
Exactly.
But it's either not being told or it's not presented well. And basically, a lot of times, we have conversations, we've had a number of nonprofits in here, as well as you just meet some folks, and it's very inspiring when you have a conversation with them. And when you go to a website, there's no continuity there.
Right, right,
it's
right.
Like,
it's almost depressing sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing great work, and then you go to their site, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, and you don't even, you're almost like hesitate in sharing it, because it just, you know, or if you go volunteer or you're engaged or involved with them, you're just like, this is so, you know, inspiring. And it's so amazing work that they're doing.
Right.
But then their site just, I mean, it's almost better they didn't have a website
right.
in some cases,
absolutely.
Right? Yes, yes or yes.
Yes. Well, you hit the nail on the head where you said you almost hesitate in sharing it. And I think that happens a lot. You know, you get excited about a nonprofit. They're doing great work. You want to share their message. You want to share what they're doing. You look at their website and you go, I would be embarrassed to share that link
yeah.
with somebody. And so we want to overcome that. You know,
right.
we want people to be excited to share it, and we want those websites to tell that story so well that not only are you excited to do it, but you're almost compelled to.
So we're speaking with Adam Walker, the co-founder of Sideways 8, one of the principals behind this movement, if you will, called 48and48.org. You can find out all the information, all the social media, and most of the nonprofits for this event, for this year, spots have been taken. There is a waiting list. And so if someone drops off, you know, don't be shy about getting online and, you know, sharing your story. And but having said that, the, you know, what's the, how long do you figure these folks would be, you know, what's the follow-up process? You've kind of touched on it a couple of times.
Right.
What would that look like for some of these people?
Well, it's going to be different for everyone.
Yeah.
For a lot of them, they'll be done at the end of 48.
Yeah.
It's a simple site. We'll train them on how to manage it. They will get some training on Google Grants, and then they'll manage it. They're good to go. For other ones, you know, my hope will be that they'll get tied up or tied in or looped
connected.
In, partnered with, I should
right.
say,
yeah.
a digital agency that can help them sort of take it to the next level and really be their digital marketing arm for the foreseeable future.
Okay, and is the idea to make this an annual event? And you mentioned some other cities. Is there you know, Boston you mentioned, but is there a city that's on the short list? Do you have some folks coming in and visiting, or how are they going to you know, are dialed in, or how are they going to kind of find out?
I'd say in terms of where we're at right now, I'd say Boston and Miami are sort of on the short list. We'll
okay.
likely go to one of those next, probably around next spring sometime.
Right.
And then we'll see where we go from
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So let's switch gears as we kind of round out the segment, the announcement about this amazing event. Talk to us a little bit more about Sideways 8. So who are your... I imagine you probably have a spectrum of clients.
Oh, yeah.
So,
quite a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would be... you know, the startup or the, you know, beginning client,
right.
you know, to the big boys, and what type of industries or business sectors or.
Yeah, that's a good question. We have a lot of really interesting clients and a big variety because
okay.
we do a lot of custom work. Some of our favorite projects lately have been kind of in the software space. So There's an interesting financial software based here out of Atlanta called FinSync. We do a lot of interesting work with them and helping them to grow their marketing efforts. We don't work on the app. We just work on the marketing side. There's another one called Inbound Writer. Again, marketing, their content marketing software. It's really interesting. We do some work with Cobb Galleria. They're fantastic. Mm-hmm. Really great folks to work with over there. And then everything from, you know, our smallest client was my first client when I started this in, I think, 2002. And they're a sewing machine shop in Kennesaw, Ashby Sewing. They're fantastic. Great, great, great people over there. The owner's a great guy. And
they stitch up your shirt there. It looks pretty tight and together.
Somebody needs to. But they're so everything from, you know, the sewing machine shop to, you know, we've done some subcontracting work for some of the largest corporations in the region. U.S., you know, but that we can't talk about because we were subcontractors, unfortunately. And everything in between. So really, as far as, you know, what kind of stuff we like to work on, it's really, we like to tell stories. Yeah. We like to help people really represent themselves well and really look good and really tell their story in a compelling way.
Right.
And that's, I mean, the small sewing machine company needs that. The, you know, the Fortune 100 companies stationed here need that as well.
It's funny you mentioned about as a contractor, you can't tell those people. We had a ghostwriter in here last week,
right?
And we were asking about some of the books that she's you know, ghostwritten for. She says she can't give out the title.
Can't tell you the title.
That's got to be frustrating.
Can you tell us the plot?
Just a hint, whatever. Does it rhyme with Home Depot? Whatever. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Unfortunately, mine does not. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's crazy. From the sewing machine shop. That's a classic story.
I think we've built, I think, 5 different sites for that company over the several years that they've been my client, and they're just fantastic.
Wow.
Love working with them.
All right, so what's next on for Sideways 8, or what's on your short
question.
List here?
What is next for Sideways 8? We're growing. Yeah. That's where we're at. We're growing. We're hoping to hire another developer by the end of the year.
Wow.
I'm working hard to just grow the business and help it to be successful and profitable. I'm having a lot of fun doing some really interesting meetings with people and really just from the strategy side, just helping to think through what that story looks like on a continual basis.
Well, if you're a wannabe developer out there, you better get in touch with Adam real quick, because if you don't, one of his kids might beat you to the punch. They're going to get old enough they can take over.
I've already started them. I've got some iPad games that help with development principles. So
there's a method to your madness here. Yeah,
it's great.
Okay, so who else is involved? You're the co-founder,
right?
Who else is part of the team there at Sideways 8?
Right. Well, let's see. So Sideways 8. So it's me and my business partner Aaron Ryman.
Okay.
And Aaron is our lead developer, which basically means that he gets to sit at his desk and hang out, and I leave the house and he doesn't. So
nice.
I think he would probably appreciate that. That's true.
Yeah.
So we've got him, and then we've got, I think, about, let's see, there's about 11 of us now.
Oh wow!
Everything from, I think we had about 4 developers, designer, and then sort of several digital strategists, a couple of SEO folks.
Wow.
And we're just.
Just like you said, growing,
which is interesting too, because we all work remotely. So there's no office space, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I get to work from wherever I happen to land. We're all based. We've got, let's see, 8 based in Atlanta. No, 9 based in Atlanta, 2 based in Boston.
Okay.
Right now, all the work.
So that's why Boston's on your short list. Yeah.
That's part of the reason Boston's on my short list. I'm not gonna lie. I've already got help up there.
So if you're listening, because we're streaming live on the internet around the world, so if you're listening in at South Beach and you want to be a developer, you already heard the shout out
remotely.
To Miami. Yeah,
that's right.
Well, then that kind of like sets the stage for the next 48.
That's right.
Down there, yeah. Right. I don't know if you get much work done though at South Beach on a. How many nonprofits are down there?
I don't know. I just need everywhere. It's got to be some good beach nonprofits. I would think.
Yeah. All right. So. So tell us a point of contact again for Sideways and for the event.
Yeah, for Sideways 8, if you want to know more information about what we do or how we tell our stories, you can look us up online, sideways8.com. That's Sideways spelled out, the number 8.com. And we've got most of our team on the website, not everybody, but most of us are listed on there. We're still waiting on a few pictures here and there.
You know who you are.
You know who you are on my team.
Yeah.
And
Travis, better get together. Yeah.
Right. And we've got a lot of our work there on the homepage as well, and our blog posts that I need to write more of are there as well. And then for 48 and 48, you can find out more there at 48in48.org. That's 48in48.org. And obviously, there's all the respective social media handles between both companies as well.
Right.
So we'd love to have any interaction there.
So as we kind of wrap up here, a couple of just follow-up questions on the developer. What's the criteria? Who fits well with Sideways 8 as a developer?
So for Sideways 8, we develop mostly in PHP. So, PHP, HTML, CSS, JavaScript, familiarity with WordPress is ideal. We do the large majority of our work in WordPress. That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Okay.
Common stuff.
Right. And then, for clients seeking you, what's your claim to fame over there as far as let me actually rephrase this. If I'm listening and I'm thinking about developing my site or contacting somebody like you or conversations you have with people over the years,
mm-hmm.
What's kind of the a couple of the do's and don'ts or whatever? What are the biggest kind of mistakes people tend to make? I think I struck a chord here. This is episode two. Tune in next week.
How long do we have here?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, another 3 hours?
Bring you
hours?
Back for a whole other show on this topic, yeah.
Well, interestingly, I'm giving a talk at ATV. I think it's September the 8th or 9th. It's 27 ways to improve your website immediately.
Wow.
So I'll be dealing with a lot of those there. The biggest issues, honestly, are pretty simple. The first issue is bad content. Most of the sites that we look at just have terrible content. It's not written for anybody. It's just kind of, this marketing
garbledygook,
that's out there. And nobody cares to read it. Nobody wants to read a 5-page history of your company and a 2-sentence explanation of your services. But that seems to be out there quite a bit. So that's the big thing. The next thing is just bad code. Bad coding practices, bad layouts. It hurts companies on Google significantly. It hurts them with their clients. And I think it's really interesting. Like, we'll talk to people. I think this is important for nonprofits too, kind of tying in 48 and 48, but we'll talk to people and they'll say, oh, well, I don't get business from my website. So I don't need a good looking website. Yeah. I don't get business from it. And my response is that's right. You don't get business from it. You
from
lose
your current
business from your website because that's what people use to vet you.
Right. Yeah.
So if I meet somebody on the street and, are at a networking meeting or whatever, swap business cards, I go look at their website. And if their site's terrible, I don't call them. So they didn't get business from me because their site, they lost it.
Yeah, it's much like your personal brand when you go to someone's LinkedIn profile.
Right.
And there's no photo, there's a little image, right?
Right.
Start there. And then second, that all their information is out of date or clicked on the contact and there's no links to click on.
Right.
Or the other pet peeve is I'm still shocked to this day how many folks I connect on LinkedIn or they reach out to me or vice versa. And you go there and all their links are either broken links or they're going to a job they held 3 years ago, which is a competitor,
right?
Or they've gone out on their own, freelancing. And again, their links are going back to their, I mean, it's just
it's terrible.
Yeah.
And that's, it turns people off. It makes them want to kind of run for the hills. And, and that's true for business. And that's true for our nonprofits. Like I said earlier, too, we want to make them look good. You know? That's our passion.
So if you're a nonprofit and your site looks horrible and you know who you are, try to get in on the next year. So did we mention that the idea was for an annual event or are you just going to kind of see how this plays out?
It's going to be annual here in Atlanta ideally several other cities as well. And ideally it would get to a point where it's annual kind of nationwide.
Yeah. That, and then where you have that whole, a large scale event, all like you said, happening at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of planning for that, though.
Right.
We'll work into that.
And so that happens on the 48th day in October. You should call it the 48th day in September or whatever, it falls.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
It's like September 48th or whatever it is. I'd have to do the math. I can't do it that quickly.
It would be like August 48th.
Right.
So
we'd probably
land
be somewhere
on the 2nd of October.
Right.
Yeah. I bet it does.
That's fantastic.
All right. So once again, Rich Casanova here for another episode of Buckhead Business Radio. And just had a great conversation. And I feel like we could have you back and continue this. Actually, maybe like the outcome, or maybe bring in some of the nonprofit.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Love to.
We should maybe bring in some of the folks and kind of
talk. We can get Jeff here next time, too.
Nice.
My partner in crime on 48 and 48, Jeff Hillemeyer. That'd be great. Yeah. He's fantastic.
Nice. And like I said, get them, those nonprofits telling their story.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. I'd love that.
Absolutely. Well, great show, and we'll see you next time. Remember, Rich Casanova over here again for Buckhead Business Radio, and do well, be good.